Ralphie Radio Show. It's happening August 17th and 18th in Hershey, PA. Huge two-day lineup for the Summer Mixtape Fest. Everybody from Kelly Clarkson to The Fray to DJ Pauly D to The Wanted to, yes, even New Kids on the Block, performing the first night solo and the second night with the Backstreet Boys. Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block joins me now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Donnie, thanks for the time. You know, you guys and the Backstreet Boys have toured together, have been around for so long. Do you even have to rehearse with them at this point for a show like this?
Maybe for a day. We have a lot of things we want to pull out special. I mean, a lot of the fans will have seen the New Kids and Backstreet show by the time we get to Hershey, and we want to try to do something different when we get there. Yeah, no, we want to pull out some new stuff, you know, that we weren't able to fit into the big NKOTBSB tour. We're going to pull out some new stuff and do some things that the fans haven't gotten to see. And I think, obviously, New Kids haven't performed alone in the U.S. in over 2 years, so, you know, the night that we play with Kelly Clarkson and The Fray is going to be pretty fun and exciting for our fans, of course.
Kevin obviously is with the Backstreet Boys as well. He's going to be joining you guys that second night, I would think. And you haven't really, he wasn't a part of the big tour, right?
No, he came out for one night in L.A. at Staples Center, which was really fun. And, you know, we had a good time with him. And it added another fun dimension. So, you know, hopefully he'll make the festival and it'll be a great time. We're planning on him being there, so.
Very cool. Donnie Wahlberg here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're talking about Summer Mixtape Fest. You know, these festivals, Donnie, they really lend themselves to tailgating. Of course, you and your brother have Wahlburgers just outside of Boston. And so I got to ask, let's talk tailgate and let's talk burgers for a second. Donnie, what is the key to a successful tailgate party?
The key to this particular successful tailgate party is going to be like no other festival or tailgate ever, because we know that both bands, specifically our fans, have a lot. There are a lot of females. Generally, festivals aren't made for females per se, but we're gearing this up for a lot of females to be there. Kelly Clarkson has a lot of female fans. New Kids and Backstreet, LL Cool J. We want the ladies to be pampered and taken care of and to feel comfortable and safe, and we're going to create an environment where, you know, it won't exactly be a day at the spa, but it's certainly not going to feel like a day in a slimy field with dirt and mud and rain. It's going to be pretty spectacular. We're pulling out all the stops, including a Wahlburgers food truck and all types of other food trucks and luxurious bathrooms and misters and spas and you name it. And we plan on being there the whole weekend. I mean, I'm not leaving. So if you come down, you better be prepared to not sleep for 72 hours. And I'm speaking to you specifically, sir.
Yes.
You know we go late, me and you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do.
I mean, we want to make it a festival like no other. And there's really no pop music festival like this out there. You know, everything is alternative and this, that, and the other. But there's really nothing suited to pop fans. And, you know, we think we know what pop fans want, and we're going to give it to them.
And it's a fun time in pop music as well, as we kind of see this teen pop phenomenon kind of come back full circle with One Direction and obviously Justin Bieber, and two acts that are going to even be at the Mixtape Fest, Carly Rae Jepsen and The Wanted. I got to ask, Donnie, as the originator of this movement, what do you think about these new boy bands that are popping up now?
I'm all good with it. You know, those guys have a whole different generation of fans. They have a whole different set of obstacles and things to deal with. They're going to enjoy their experience or not based on their own merits. You know, my opinion or my advice to them is really, to me, is inconsequential. You know, the same way when I was 19 and they interviewed everyone from the Monkees to Donny Osmond to one of the Beatles to whomever to give advice or to ask what they thought of us. You know, when I was 19, I didn't care what any of those guys thought about me.
Right.
You know, I wanted to have a good time and enjoy my experience. And I got to assume that One Direction and The Wanted feel the same way. I'm sure they appreciate being acknowledged. And, you know, I'm happy for them. And I hope they have a long success. And I hope they continue to sort of prove that this genre of music does matter. You know, it matters to a lot of people. And I think in some ways, they validate us in some ways, you know. And I think our reunion has validated us in many ways as well. You know, the fans who grew up with us came back, and they came back because they missed, you know, being entertained. They missed having somebody sing songs for them and to reach out and entertain them. They grew up and had mortgages and husbands fighting in wars and kids going to school and, you know, and watching economies collapse and losing their jobs. And suddenly it was like, hey, I get to enjoy music again, and I get to enjoy myself and hang out with my girlfriends again. and I haven't done this since I was 15. And, you know, I think there's a place in society for all different types of music, and I'm glad that the young bands are coming out now and doing well, because I think it validates what we did, you know, 25 years ago.
I guess going back to that back and forth, in addition to the way that kind of you guys are able to provide that once again for those fans in that generation, they're providing it right back to you guys as well, aren't they?
Absolutely, man. I can't tell you what it feels like to have a fan come to a show and say, you know, my husband is in Iraq, and he wanted me, you know, he told me to get to that show and thank the guys, you know, thank you and the guys for being there to give me something to do while he's away. I mean, that's like, I mean, what more could anyone ask for as an entertainer than to know that you're not only, you know, making somebody's day by meeting them and you know, performing a concert, but, you know, like, somebody who's over protecting our country is actually, like, you know, benefiting from it as well. I mean, it's a really humbling experience. It's been an amazing journey, this whole reunion, and you know, it sort of turned a 19, 20 year old sort of college age experience that I look back on fondly into a very mature and different experience now. It's really different.
Again, Summer Mixtape Festival, August 17th and August 18th. New Kids on the Block on both dates. You check the full lineup online on the Ralphie Radio Show blog on our website, keyword Ralphie. Donnie Wahlberg, New Kids on the Block. He's overseas right now, by the way, in the UK, getting ready to go to Geneva, actually. Donnie, hey, thank you so much again for the time, and we'll see you in a couple months.
Ralphie, I better see you in Hershey. That's all I'm saying.